How's it going, everybody? I'm Jeff Slakey here at Harstein Island, although it looks like I'm at the Timberland Regional Library because it's a pop-up anywhere library. I'm with Joe Alisi. How you doing, Joe?
Doing well.
Nice to meet you. Nice to talk with you. I was talking with Cheryl Haywood, the executive director of the libraries for Timberland Regional, and you and the three of us were supposed to meet, and it didn't work out scheduling-wise, but actually I think this is a lot better because now we get to see exactly what happens as you have popped up at the historic Harstein Island Community Hall. This is something now you go out and do, and you've been at different locations across the county. Mason County has the Shelton Library, the Hoodsport Library, and the Belfair Library, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, yep. There's also ones in Grays Harbor. Timberland Regional covers five counties, and there's about 29 libraries in the system. However, there's a lot more than 29 communities in those five counties. So Joe, talk to me a little bit about what it means for you when you come up here and set up a library. People are able to come in and oftentimes not be able to access those main libraries.
Yeah, absolutely. Being somebody who is from a rural community and who relied on our closest library, which was 25 minutes away, I understand the difficulty in regularly getting to a library. So for me, it really is about helping people feel like they're connected to the rest of their community and not feeling like they're so secluded out in them. Like, I like being able to bring people a collection that feels like it reflects what their community wants. So as I understand what the community is looking for, I get to build my collection based on those stops.
Well, that was one of my questions, because obviously you can't bring all the library here, all of the books that are in William G. Reed or the Belfair Library. So how do you choose what you think might be a good cross-section?
A lot of times I just go with what the newest items are, the more popular, but I really just run down a list of more newer items. But each stop that I go to gives me feedback, either just through conversation or through little forms that I have that people can fill out. But I'll go back to the branch and I'll fill out my collection with whatever I hear that people are looking for.
One of the cool things that we have are available, and Cheryl and I were talking about this, is kind of the introduction of the Library of Things, and she mentioned blood pressure monitors. We had one here, but you got to check it out.
I did, yes. I got to check it out to a patient.
This is a light therapy lamp, 3-week checkout here, and it comes with a light kit. It's, you know, it's a certain frequency to kind of give you the happy lights. What's it called? Seasonal affectiveness disorder, yes. Or something here in Washington. So these lights are supposed to help with that regardless. It is one of the Library of Things. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and honestly, this actually brings up a really good point, because it says 3-week checkout, but everything in my collection is actually good for 5 weeks with one renewal. Okay. So that way you can get to the next month that I'm going to be out there. So, and all of my items can be returned at a Timberland branch too.
Any Timberland branch. That's great. Also, a lot of kids on the island, and this is a cool thing. It's called Play Away. The book is actually loaded onto this. Inside here is, well, it's kind of like an MP3 player, a cassette player, and it's got the story here. This one's The Lost Library. There's DVDs available as well. What if somebody makes a hold? Do you ever bring those out to
folks? I do.
I do bring out holds.
Every single Anywhere Library stop functions as its own standalone branch.
Okay.
So you're able to put books on hold and pick up there. Just tell your library staff, if it's not me, call the library and let them know that that's where your stop is. But if you see me at the stop, I will set up your card and that'll be your library location to pick up holds.
Where all have you been?
So I've got 10 stops right now across Mason County. We've got Harstein Island, Matlock, Steamboat Island is in Thurston County, but I do that stop since it's close enough. The Mason County Seniors Activity and Arts Center, the Shelton United Methodist Church is another one of my stops.
Uh-huh.
Cielo, I stopped there as well during their food bank. And then the Skokomish Tribal Center is one of my private closed stops.
Okay.
But I'm also out at, let's see.
You know, Cheryl told me that she wants you out. The plan is to be every day at a spot. Now, there probably needs to be more of you, right, to be able to go do that. But that's a pretty good goal, and that would really connect the community.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think if we had a different, because that would be 16 total stops, I think, a month if I was going out every single day. And that's only if I had one stop a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can double up. So I think we can get a lot of the community.
What have you heard? What's the feedback?
it seems everybody that I've spoken to has been really enthusiastic about Anywhere Library, and I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people.
So now, you said, this is before we started this, he says that this is what you wanted to do growing up, going to rural communities and having books available.
Ever since I was a kid, I've wanted to have my own van or anything that I could do just to be able to bring books to rural communities. I've always thought that would be a really fun job. And when I saw Timberland was putting this together, I immediately made it known that I was interested, that this was something I was passionate about, and I followed it all the way through its development until there was a job opening.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story, Joe. That's really cool. So you've got the Timberland Regional van. At the end of the couple hours on each site, it'll get loaded up and get prepared for the next one. You can always learn about the library, Anywhere Library's locations they're going to be at, in addition to different lending options. You can check out all the other new services. Basically, what I'm trying to say is here, trl.org. They just put out a brand new website, and it's being looked at by organizations across the country for how effective it is. It's quite the website. It's got all sorts of information on there as well. We are at the Harstein Island Timberland Regional Library today, and Joe is going to be out and about. We'll put the links to where you can find that. You come here, it's just like any other library. You can get your library card, you can find the latest books, you can place holds, and you can just stop and chat for a little while too and just find out what makes a library great. Joe, I appreciate some time with you here today, and it's a pretty cool deal.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. It's been really fun.
For sure.